Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 57. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, to my wife, to my mother. We love you guys. You hold it all together for us. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. For my wife, I picked up a cameo from Sean Avery. This is where you have the celebrities leave voice messages, kind of FaceTimes for people, and he's just so good at it. He's almost like, you know, the guy in American Psycho, right? He's just this kind of neurotic, thorough guy that gives you a 3-minute message. You can just tell he's looking at cue cards with your notes next to it. But I started out with that on a Saturday. We were at the Cup and Cone getting a hot dog and a brat, and I flipped that to her. And then tomorrow morning, I can give her a proper gift. My mom's out of town, so I got to find the occasion to take care of her as well. But happy Mother's Day to all of you. I did get a gift from my parents late for my birthday, this William Murray golf shirt. Bill Murray, who calls his golf line William Murray for some reason, and I just love this shirt. I don't know if it's positive to have the exact same body as Bill Murray at 47, but it fits like a glove, and I just love it. I've been wearing it for, I don't really want to wash it. You ever get like a clothing item that just fits so good you don't want to wash it? And It's a strong shirt, so congratulations, Mom and Dad, for taking care of that. You should know I'm probably recording this podcast at 0.05% alcohol in my bloodstream, which is a relevant number because I just watched the movie that won Best Picture, international film, Swedish movie called Another Round, and this is my full-throated endorsement of watching this movie. I don't care where you are or what excuses you have. You're putting a dock in. You're busy at work. I don't care. You need to watch this movie. It is awesome. If this podcast is like a Lean Cuisine Fiesta chicken meal, this movie has all the same ingredients as this podcast, but it's like a 7-course gourmet dinner. It is precisely the type of film I would like to one day make. And the premise is these school teachers read a psychological study that the body is operating at a deficiency of 0.05% alcohol. So if you could maintain 0.05% alcohol, which is 2 glasses of wine or, you know, 2 shots of vodka, if you could always have that level of alcohol in your system, you will be more relaxed, more poised, more musical and open, courageous, self-confident, and spirit, and more joyful. I just love that line, more musical and open. So these teachers, they like get together and they decide they're going to try this and they're going to document it. So they have one guy that's always typing into his laptop, you know, how things are going. They start Ubering to school. Some of them are coaches. They're drinking vodka out of water bottles. And so it's certainly a drama. It's a life lesson and a beautiful one, I might add. But it's also funny because they're constantly, you know, giving themselves breathalyzers and pushing it a little bit too far. But a couple things I took from it, you know, to dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. Not to dare is to lose oneself. And that's what the film was about. It's kind of a middle-aged movie, a bunch of people that have become set in their ways and boring and kind of sleepwalking through life. And they get the tears in their eyes. They're not crying, but they get that wetness, that water welling up because they get emotional and they try things and they push things and they get out of their comfort zone. And it's all sort of misguided because of the alcohol element. There's some sad parts, but I absolutely, absolutely loved it. To the point that if you're willing to watch this movie on Hulu, and just email me at pulltabproductions@gmail.com, and I got notes. I'm currently looking at a set of notes in my phone that I typed while I was watching this movie. And the biggest takeaway, and this, you remember, I started this podcast because it was an antidote to the anxiety age. And the premise that this entire movie starts with is that anxiety equals the notion of failing or having failed. And the conclusion is you must accept yourself as a failure in order to love others and life. And so this entire movie is kind of about, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and learning to love yourself. And I guess not be so hard on yourself would probably be the right words. But please watch it. Someday in our new house, I will have a poster of Another Round in my basement somewhere. It is an absolutely beautiful movie. If you like it, if you want to talk more about it, reach out to me. I won't do that often, but I was quite moved by it. Speaking of which, my stylist, that's right, I have a stylist. I've been getting some heat about that, but my stylist, Andy, she may name her pontoon Another Round, not because she's seen the movie, but she's contemplating that that could be a good name. But I got my first two items in from Jay Hilburn. If you haven't been listening or you're new to the podcast, Jay Hilburn is a sponsor. And what they do is they do custom men's clothing. So I've been talking about them for about 4 weeks. And, you know, that's how long it takes. You know, she had this great line. I when I saw her recently, she said, you know, the line from the Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell movie, Crazy Stupid Love, you know, be better than the Gap. And that's what this is about. It's about, you know, taking things to an elevated level, wearing clothes that fit you, wearing the styles that you like. It's funny, I was getting a bit of heat on some group text about having a stylist. And they're kind of like, well, what does that even mean? I said, well, you know what? I was watching a movie the other night. It happened to be Another Round. And one of the guys was wearing this kind of maroon dress shirt, kind of a Merlot colored dress shirt. And I just thought it looked so sharp and I don't have anything in that color. Well, pulled a picture off the internet, sent it to Andy. Hey, I'd like a shirt this color. She sends me back a link, Jay Hilburn shirt, that color, bang. And when I kind of started to share that story with some of my buddies, they started to say, oh, okay, we got a, it's like a curator. It's a personal shopper. They started to understand it. And I tried on a pair of pants today. I don't know that they've that it's completely fixed my lack of a butt, but they're better. And I really like them. They got the R-E-Y inside of it for King. So we are starting to cook. I'll start sending some pictures. One of the things I'm going to make Andy do is she's going to come to my house this week and we're going to do a closet purge. I'm going to take everything out of my closet, all this stuff I've collected over the years. And between Stacy and Andy, they're just going to thumbs up, thumbs down. And there's going to be a lot of people at the Goodwill in White Bear Lake that are going to be dressed as if they were a marketing executive in the early 2000s, walking around town. So that's something to look forward to. If you want to get styled, if you want to elevate your clothing, please reach out to Andy, andy.galvin@jhelbernpartner.com. And it's going to be even easier, folks. The Hotel Crosby in Stillwater, which is basically the, it's like Aspen in the middle of Minnesota. They're going to have a showroom at the Hotel Crosby, Main Street, Stillwater. So it'll be even easier to get measured and get taken care of by Jay Hilburn. So this week, I had a lot of stuff go on. One of the things I did is I went over across the street to our neighbors. The guy who puts the flag up every morning and takes it down every night, I had to talk to his wife about a production we were doing. And I said, hey, I talked to him about the flag. And I said, you know, I apologize. I keep my flag up all the time. And I know that you take it up and down every day. And he says to me, I was kind of surprised that you just leave it out in the snow and the rain. And he said, you know, the only time you can leave a flag in the dark and in the weather is if you're on a, like a, I think it's like a combat ship or something else. And I actually tried to lighten the mood. I kind of made a joke like, well, you know, my house isn't exactly a combat ship. And he just didn't even blink. And then he referred to taking the flag up and down as the flag protocol, which is the greatest thing ever. So I got to film him doing it, taking his down and bringing it inside. And I've been doing it ever since. Now, I'll admit, sometimes it's a little bit past sunset when I take it down. But I even got back from a film shoot at 1:30 in the morning last night. And I went and took the flag down when I got home. And it made me feel good. It's like it makes you feel the time passing. It's honorable. It's a handkerchief in your pocket when someone sneezes, maybe with initials on it. So I am doing the flag protocol. And I love that he probably sees me doing it. And we now have this unspoken American bond. You know, this film, Another Round, it's all about, you know, being more open and more musical. And I guess in a nutshell, the ideas you have when you're drinking actually start to do those ideas in real life. So, you know, if at 0.05% alcohol, you think you want to take a canoe ride with the family, well, then wake up the next day and take a canoe ride with the family. So the closest thing I did to that is it was cold on Monday night, and we got my wife in the wheelchair. We put a blanket on her, and we brought the dog. So we had a leash, a wheelchair. We're going down to the Cup and Cone ice cream shop to get the dog a little ice cream. You know, we did that thing where the dog poops and you put it in a bag and you say that you're going to get it on the way back, but then you kind of go home a different way and you end up leaving it. Don't feel great about that. I think Stacy said she was going to go back and get it the next day, but I don't know if she actually did that. You know, it was cold. We probably should have drove. Maybe we shouldn't have gone, but it was memorable. And that's kind of what that movie taught me. I also got out for a steak dinner with the boys. We went to Lindy's in Arden Hills, and this place is awesome. It's like a double wide mixed with a cabin. And their menu is like five items. It's like a sirloin, a Lindy's sirloin, and then like another sirloin, and then like a chuck steak or whatever a hamburger steak is called. But the thing they do is a couple things. They bring out this bread, and it's almost like a hot dog bun that's been cut into pieces that are the size of a postage stamp. And then they bring a jus. And this waitress we had been working at Lindy's Steakhouse since 1974. So as long as I've been alive, she's been a waitress at Lindy's. And when you've been a waitress at Lindy's that long, you bring the au jus and you pour it on the potatoes. You pour it on the bread basket. You pour it all over our steak. You don't even ask us if we want it because you know we want it. And it was awesome. I think there's a lot of good steak in the world. My favorite is when it's memorable, when it tastes specific. You remember when you used to stand in line at Fuddruckers with all those boxes of empty bottles of pop, and you would snake your way to the place where you ordered, and that Fuddruckers hamburger tastes like nothing you'd ever had in your life? Well, Lindy's steak is completely unique. The au jus smell, like, I think I'm going to go there for Father's Day. Like, I think I need to eat there in the next month again. If you're a New Yorker, it's a little bit like, what's the place in Brooklyn? Luger's. It's a little bit like Luger's, where they put that kind of sauce and butter all over everything. They cook it right on the plate. Can't recommend it enough. Their website is called theplaceforsteak.com. It's just really interesting to be in a kind of a cabin environment, and this au jus scenario is really special. The talking about special, the Minnesotan, I thought they were going to take a little break from us because we took them through Mother's Day. Hopefully you took care of Mom and got her that $25 gift card to the Vineyard, but he is dialed in right now. You know, I was on a shoot. I shot a few commercials last night, and in that world, I call it the Black T-Shirt Society. It's all these vegan guys, these gaffers and, you know, sound guys and directors and lighting guys, and they just wear black, and they're vegan, and they're cool. I'm kind of shifting my career, and I was able to hang with them. I had my black Minnesotan hat, just says the Minnesotan. It's a black hat with white writing, flat brim, and kind of running around, looking at monitors, talking to actors, wearing the black flat brim from the Minnesotan. I don't know, man. I felt like I was a part of the Black T-Shirt Society. And, you know, I love that. And I look at what Corey has coming out. He's got a bunch of these Roosevelt shirts, which are these really flashy, patterned, button-down, short-sleeve shirts. They're different than your standard golf shirt. I have an American flag one and a flower power one. He's got a couple patterns. He calls them kind of the grandma's tablecloth pattern. They're really interesting. He's also doing kind of some water skiing motifs. He's getting into kind of the summer vibe. And I know he's going to be running hard at Father's Day. So check out the Minnesotan online or on 4th Street. I did play bingo today, and it was awesome. There was no one at the Legion. It was my wife and I and a friend, and no one was really there. The pots were like $31. I think the biggest pot was $34. I did win once, and my wife won once. But you know, it's funny. My wife's getting dialed up. She's saying, I have an out. You know, I have an out is when you just need one more to get bingo. She says, you know, that's a thing. That's how you talk when you play bingo. And I said, ah, so that's bingo lingo. I have an out is bingo lingo. I will say, similar to golf, after about 12 holes, I get fatigued. I can't keep score anymore. And, you know, after, you know, 6-7 bingo games, I did wish someone else would do my dobbing. Like, I wish I had, like staff, like younger people that were punching my card. And then when I was close, when I had an out, they're like, hey, Mr. King, you know, you might want to dob this last number. You have a chance for bingo. I feel like Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys, that's how he would do bingo. And I think it would be luxurious. Been listening to DJ Khaled's new record when I've been running around the track behind my house. It's quite lovely. I like when he just says another one, DJ Khaled. And he also, he likes to say we the best music. I don't even know if it's any good, but he just makes me happy because he's so positive. He's like a giant emoji. Been reading the Keith Richards book called Life. I'm not that far into it. I tried to start it a while back, but it is a pretty cool feeling to go up to your bed at 10 and like read for an hour. I don't know. That feels good. On the breakfast balls front, Willie Anderson shot an 88 with the breakfast balls. He did tell me he didn't lose a ball the entire round, and the logo was a little bit beat up by the end of the round, so I got to keep my eye on that. But if you want those, check the Instagram, Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod. $15 for 3 breakfast balls. Change your golf game. I mean, if Willie's shooting an 88, imagine what you would be shooting. I want to say congratulations to the new Powers. They are grandparents. That is outstanding. Their new grandchild is named Quinn Newpower, which I think he already has a Hockey DB page, because with a name like Quinn Newpower, he's going to do just fine. I had a weird experience happen at Lifetime Health Club, the Will Anderson Health Club. I was walking out of the club, so I'm not a big COVID guy, never have been, didn't leave cookies out for COVID, not my deal, struggled with it, like freedom, the whole deal, spent a lot of time in Florida and Texas, and I'm walking out of the health club, I got my mask on, because that's what you have to do when you go to the health club, and I went right out the front door, and there was a woman walking in, and this was not a normal Lifetime woman. This was like Janis Joplin meets Calamity Jane. I don't know if she was there to work on the furnace. I don't think she was wearing a tool belt, but she should have been. So I get out of Lifetime, and I'm like 2 steps out of the door, and I'm going to take my mask off in like a second on the way to the car. And she sees me, and she goes, "You're outside. You can take your mask off." And it was the weirdest feeling, because I was like, what? Like, you're like bullying me for what I already believe. And I wanted to like yell back at her, like, you know, but then I'm like, if I yell back at her, she thinks I'm on the other side. And so that was super weird. I'm going to leave you with this before we get into the question and the last story here. A theme I'm pushing right now is, I'm calling it new and now. Let's do new stuff. Let's try new stuff. Let's focus on the now. Let's do new and now. And there was an ad, a tagline years ago. When was the last time you did something for the first time? I think that's a pretty interesting question. I think if the theme of this episode is the Another Round movie, that's the kind of sentiment that movie brings out. So new and now. Try new stuff. Go to a new restaurant. Do something different on Friday night that you don't normally do. You know, push the wheelchair when it's way too cold and you got blankets on mama, you know. If you're hungry, and you might be, Mickle Bob's is the Muhammad Ali of ribs. They don't ship anymore. You go online, they're not going to ship. You can't find the link. The link might have a circle with a line through it, the little Ghostbuster symbol. But there is a dirty secret, a filthy secret. And that is that if you reach out to Sweet Lou Bavaro, 612-360-4378, text him, call him. In his words, he will find a way to spread that barbecue love. And I think, you know, Memorial Day is coming up. Maybe you're breaking in the cabin. Here's the deal about Memorial Day. The weather's always kind of iffy, kind of crappy. Get that Sunday morning coming down pack. 6 racks, 3 sauces. Talk them into 5 sauces. And salvage one of the days. You know, you don't even get the fishing boat out because it's too cold. And you know what, though? You cook the ribs. You were a hero. Everybody's talking about it. Check out Mickle Bob's, micklebobs.com. That's micklebobs.com. So here is your question. I think it's a good one.
Hey, John. It's me, Hiccup. Hope you're doing well. I had a quick question for you. I think I know your thoughts on tattoos, that you probably wouldn't get one, but my question is, A, would you ever consider a tattoo? But B, if not, but if you were forced to get one, what kind would you get, where, what size? Tell me. I'll hang up and listen.
So that's just your normal good friend sending you a Marco Polo message from his dog with a voice modulator as a question for your podcast. Let's repeat that. That's my friend sending me a question from my podcast from his dog using a voice enhancer on the Marco Polo app. So that all happened. If you couldn't understand what his dog Hiccup was asking, it was just about tattoos. The question's basically tattoos, question mark. What do you think? So here's the deal. I know a lot of people have tattoos. There's probably more people with tattoos now than not with tattoos. So nothing I say is going to make you feel bad for getting a tattoo, because everybody should do what everybody wants. The only reason I don't have a tattoo is I think of them like bumper stickers or picture frames with writing on them. Words and pictures that at some point in your life you think are permanent. And so the problem with that for me, if I would have got a tattoo, I'd most likely have gotten the what we used to call the Indian and the star from the Tootsie Pop wrapper, which I'm sure is, I don't know if it's racist or cultural appropriation nowadays, but I would be sitting with this Indian and a star on my shoulder, and maybe that wouldn't be cool, or I would have Stay Gold Pony Boy written across my chest. I guess said another way, you know, at any given time in your life, if you're drawing, if you're doodling on your notebook cover, well, guess what? You change, and what you're interested in changes. And so it's just so permanent. And I always kind of liked not having tattoos. I used to say to people, you know, I used to say rich people don't get tattoos. And that's just so funny, because the richest people in the world, LeBron James, every rock star, every sports star, every hip-hop star, every actor, they all have tattoos. So that's just not true. But my point was, you know, let's keep it clean, you know, keep it in mint condition. There are exceptions to this, of course, you know, if it's super meaningful to you. You know, somebody's passed away, you're getting a tattoo for your a relative or your brother or your younger sisters. So I guess to answer your question, if I were to get a tattoo, you know, I've thought about it. You know, if I've been over my 0.05% alcohol level, there have been times where I'm like, I'm going to tell my daughter she can do one sleeve and my son can do the other. And, you know, both of my arms will be fully tattooed and they'll be the projects of my two children. I've thought about that. You know, do I have a crown with my three brothers' names in it, you know, or three crowns? That would make it look like I was a Swedish hockey fan. But so I've thought about it a little bit. I know my wife has a soft spot for the tattoo sleeve. So hopefully no workers that are coming to our house have a tattoo sleeve. I think that excites her. It's not my deal. I don't know why. You know, I love rock and roll. I love interesting personalities. I get the grandma in the open casket with the tattoo. I understand that she's fun and she skydives and she lives free. But I've been weird about that. Maybe it's the Dinah side of me. I'm not a tattoo guy. Sorry, Hiccup. I don't think Will Anderson has a tattoo. He might. Maybe I'll get in his hot tub this summer and get a closer look. But I had a project for work, and Will helped us. And, I mean, he was doing something. I was asking Willie to basically figure out entertainment insurance for commercial production. And he did it, to his credit. He did it in short notice. I think it took him a lot of time and effort because it's a very specific niche. But that's who Will is. If he can do it for you, he will do it for you, even though it's hard. So I first of all, Willie, thank you for doing that. I was renting Sprinter vans and way more equipment than I should have been renting, and he made sure everything was taken care of. And I'm going to get some stuff on our Instagram Sunday morning coming down pod. And I think with Willie, we haven't done a good job of saying, hey, well, how do I switch to Will? Well, just swipe up or click here and the rest will be taken care of. So if you want to save some money, if you want to have an insurance guy that's not a logo, not a gecko, that's going to answer your phone, check out our Instagram. We'll start putting some of his messaging on there. For my drinking story, it's not really a drinking story. It's just an approach. I was very busy this week, and I found myself in those situations where you know, somebody says, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, you know, stop at the bar on your way home. And I really shouldn't. You know, I got too much going on. It's black and white. You know, I need to put my head down, you know, stay in my lane, you know, for a couple days, and then after I get all the work done, you know, on Saturday, I can have fun. And I didn't operate that way this week. You know, I went up, I maybe did an hour of work, enough to make myself feel better. And then, yeah, I went down and had a drink for Cinco de Mayo and stopped on my way home. I saw Red Cooler Ronnie at the 617 with a buddy from Chicago that I think they called the what did they call him? The Vinyl Viking. I think by the end of the night, they had changed his nickname to Velvet, something like that. But I think it's about the blend. It's not, you know, city mouse, country mouse. It's not, you know, I'm going to put my head down and work for 10 days, and then I'm going to have a cheat day where I have fun. I think it's about the blend. You know what? Yeah, I got 2 hours of things I should be doing. I'm going to do an hour, and because it's Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to have a damn margarita. Deal with it. And I've really liked that blend. It's felt good to say yes. So say yes to the new and the now. Watch that movie another round. Reach out to me. Let's talk about it a little bit. Get it. I ain't worried about a storm, 'cause I'm built for any weather, yeah, that's what I know. How do I get my flowers if I don't stand strong and watch my flowers grow? I'm focused on the future, but grateful for the past. All I got is right here and right now. I'ma make a moment last, 'cause things are happening that I can't see. And if I got patience, then I got.
Just be, 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 just be